Today I want to talk about good news from Revelation chapter 18. And I call this the fifth angel's message. What do you mean, Pastor Dennis, the fifth angel's message? I thought there were three angels' messages. Well, actually, if you look closely at chapter 14 of Revelation, starting with verse 6, where it's what we call the first angel's message, it starts with these words, "And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, having an eternal gospel to preach to those who live in the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people." Verse 8, "And another angel," second one, "followed." Verse 9, "Another angel," third one, "followed." So those are the three angels' message. But the first one says, "And I saw another angel." Another is because in chapter 10, there was an angel with a message. So these are three additional. A first additional, a second additional, and a third additional. That makes four angels' messages. And then as you continue the chapter, there's three more angels who come out with a message. But those messages are not for people on this planet. One of them says, "Put in your sharp sickle and reek." Reap. And so those messages are for heaven. But then when we go to Revelation 18, there's another message for this planet. It says in chapter 18, verse 1, "After these things I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illumined with his glory." In other words, here is a message that goes to the entire world just before Jesus comes and just before the plagues. We'll show how we know that. It says the whole earth, the earth is illumined with its glory. This is an illumination. This message opens people's minds. Now back in the 17th, 16th century, there was what's called the Enlightenment. It went into the 18th century. The Enlightenment was when so many people discovered knowledge. Why? Because the Bible had been printed, and it took the lid off knowledge, and people began to explore and to discover and to think on their own, and their minds were open. It's called the Enlightenment, and out of that, of course, came the French Revolution. Out of that also came the American Revolution, two tracks from the Enlightenment. One track was a good thing that brought us freedom and democracy and individual value, and from the other track, totalitarianism and those kind of evils, where people were not seen as value individually, but in mass, in group, serving the state. We've talked about those things before. But here is something different. Another angel, another enlightenment, a message that enlightens the world. Now this comes just before Jesus comes. Back in Revelation 14, at the end of the 1260 years, it says Babylon has fallen. That means the confusion that locked people's minds in, it was over. Now you're free to think. No longer are you to be controlled. You have access to knowledge. Babylon has fallen. But now it says it again. Babylon has fallen. Come out of her, my people, that you may not partake of her plagues. Confusion is over. Now why, after three or four centuries of enlightenment, why is there another dark ages, you might say? Well, in this world of so much knowledge, we have access to so much knowledge, but very little wisdom. And the Bible has been surpassed by so many other books and things that we haven't dusted off our Bibles like we should and had access to knowledge, to wisdom, to the Holy Spirit. And so we've fallen into a second dark ages. Just look at polls. And how many people believe what the politicians tell them and what the media tells them? A whole segment of society believes lies, and they're easily manipulated. That shows that we're in a dark age period, a second dark ages, but there is a second enlightenment before Jesus comes, and that's the good news of Revelation 18. This powerful message in the last days comes, and the whole earth is illumined with this message, the glory from this message, this messenger, or this angel. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.